Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Bodyweight Calisthenics Podcast. It has been quite some time, almost up to 2 months coming up here on the next few weeks. Had a lot going on this month. Competed in a show first of the month and took a vacation 2 weeks later. So now, definitely time to get back to the podcast and get on some topics. Now, this one is about creatine and calisthenics. And I'm even going to go into even a step further and say creatine and weightlifting and, you know, my thoughts on that side. But to start off with the creatine and calisthenics, I was recently listening to a calisthenics enthusiast watching his YouTube channel, you know, and he had a Q&A, and he gave his thoughts on, he had a question actually about creatine and calisthenics, and he gave his thoughts on that. His thoughts were, does he recommend creatine for calisthenics? And his answer was no. And he, what he recommended, and his answer was no. You know, do you need it? And his answer was no to everything. And he gave his thoughts on the reason why. And the reason, his reasoning why, was seen really close minded and not open minded, which really aggravated me, rubbed me the wrong way with that. Because I mean, there's plenty of calisthenic athletes out there that use creatine in their training. And when you have a high following in any social media platform, a lot of people tend to push off their way of thinking onto others and just assume that everyone is supposed to just fall in line with that. So his reasoning was because, you know, creatine makes you hold water, it makes you heavier, and in calisthenics, we're all trying to, you know, do all these different strength moves and all these other, you know, skills and everything like that. And I mean, I really wouldn't even go that far as to saying that you don't need creatine, and I'm going to disagree with that. You know, there's people that take creatine in calisthenics, including myself, and I take creatine once a week, sometimes every other week, and it's just one serving, that's it. And everyone's different. You know, I just prefer the one serving a week, and I just do one serving because, of course, creatine sticks around in your body for at least 2 weeks before it actually is completely out of your system. And he said that you don't need it because, you know, you can get it from different foods. And he, you know, everyone wants to sound like an expert when they start talking about diet. And I mean, not everyone in the world has, you know, the resources of what you're eating. You know, so for you to push your ideas and your ways on the other people, that's not how things should be done. You know, you can't say that, would you recommend it? No. But then he said, you know, if you do decide to take it, and kind of just, he sounded really let down about that when he said, if you decide to take it, you know, he said 5 to 10 grams. I was like, 10 grams, you don't even need that. You know, just 5 grams a day. You know, if you decide to take it every day, just 5 grams. You know, why do you need to take 10? That's like, you know, too much of a good thing is not always good. too much of something is not always good. Let me put that down also, but too much of a good thing is not good either. But you know, everybody in the calisthenics community has different goals. Everyone has different paths that they follow. And everyone is not about doing the flashy skills or doing all this high flying moves and trying to stay at a certain body weight year round so they're able to do all those moves, you know. And I mean, to say that, you know, creatine makes you hold water, of course it'll make you retain waters, but there's many different creatines out there that don't make you hold as much water as other creatines do. And that's what another thing he should have went in depth with, is saying that there's many other creatines out there that don't make you hold water as much as other creatines do. Instead of just blasting creatine like it's a bad thing. You know, that's the thing. Like in calisthenics, there's guys out there that's just afraid to put on size, to put on extra mass, you know, to hold a little water, you know, because they want to do all these flashy moves, all these flashy skills, and then they want to add weight to the exercise, to the body weight exercise. Well, I mean, if you're going to add, you know, weight to the body weight exercise, what's wrong with putting on extra calories? What's wrong with putting on extra size? You know, the thing that gets on my nerves about calisthenics, people need to stop complaining about putting on extra muscle, putting on extra size, holding water, because you want to, you know, do all these, you know, all the flashy moves. You want to look, you know, over the top. Well, if you put on extra, if it comes, it comes. You know, you put on extra size, you put on extra mass, you're holding some water, then it's time to get stronger. That's what everything boils down to. It's time to get stronger. You know, it's not time to add extra weight to the exercise and start, you know, saying that you're a beast and all this stuff like that, but you're afraid to put on a little extra size. You know, that is something that's a problem. That is a very big, very big problem in calisthenics. So it's a huge problem. You know, we're not all trying to look a certain body weight all year round so we can do that kind of stuff. Like, people get into calisthenics because, you know, someone else they saw that doesn't do the flashy moves may have a physique that inspires them to do calisthenics. You know, other people do calisthenics to get in really good shape, you know, just to really be mobile and, you know, and lose weight, gain a little muscle, get ripped, get jacked. You know, there's different reasons everyone get into calisthenics, but to say that, that's why I really don't listen very much to a lot of people that have a high following, because misinformation is thrown out there. Not everybody in the world is an expert, but there's so many that think that they are experts because they've been in the game a long time. They've had a long YouTube run, you know, that it gives them, you know, the credentials to think that they're an expert. And there's people that's not even on social media that's far beyond better than a lot of these self-proclaimed experts out there, you know, that's doing all kinds of stuff that we probably haven't even seen yet because they're not on social. You know, you got to go to different countries, you got to go to different regions, and you may see somebody out there and say, wow, I haven't seen that combination. I haven't seen that move done in that way. I haven't seen that type of technique. You know, so for that to be said, I really think that's a disservice to a lot of people that get into the calisthenics game, is to tell them that they don't need creatine and that it's not recommended. You know, that's not something to say. If you're going to be a calisthenics pioneer, then you need to be more open-minded for people that want to get into calisthenics, that want to get into the body weight game, that want to, you know, there's so many different type of calisthenics, of course. Me, myself, after I finish the first show that I'm doing this year, you know, I'm possibly planning on doing two more shows, but after the first show, I started getting back into street lifting training. But I also, excuse me, I also put my own spin on it and add a few other moves, compound moves, to the mix. Instead of just the squat, the pull up, the dip. I'm not really big on muscle ups. I don't do muscle ups. I'm not really crazy about them at all, but for me, starting, getting back into the training like that, I used to do a type of street lifting training, and I'm going to explain that right now just to take a little side mission here. I would, of course, do the weighted dips, the weighted pull-ups. Squats is always in there. You throw deadlift in and clean and press. And I would even, throw barbell rows in there too. But then add other calisthenic moves, front lever raises, actually, instead of just front lever raises. Even if it, I mean, if it was up to me, if I, I do have a calisthenics home gym, I would even add rope climbs to that. But on different days, do things like that. So, I mean, that's just, an explanation of how I would do from a street lifting perspective in my way of training, because it works really well for my body, instead of just doing the 3 to 4 exercises that street lifting curtails, because it's not a competition. There's a difference between same thing as bodybuilders. It's, being a bodybuilder, and then there's being a competitive bodybuilder. There's a difference between the two. Now, to get into creatine and weightlifting, I recommend creatine for weightlifting. Not everybody takes creatine. I'm gonna throw that out there, because there's some people that don't believe in it, and that's their opinion. And if creatine doesn't work for everyone, like I said, but there's many different creatines out there. Some that make you hold water, keep you hydrated. But you have to definitely drink the water, to keep the to fuel the creatine, and make sure you're flushing your the kidneys, and flushing other bodily organs as well. This is why water is very important, just overall fitness. I do a lot of Gatorade Zero when getting ready for competition, to for the sugar content, for no sugar, and it works really well for me. And just regular Gatorade, no, because it does have the sugar. But for hydration purposes, for someone that's not competing, I would definitely recommend getting a Gatorade or any type of hydration beverage, of your choice. Of course, except alcohol, of course, not to just to throw the detail in there, but definitely a hydrating beverage to keep you going, keep you moving. Creatine and weightlifting, definitely a recommendation. And like I said, a lot of people don't take the creatine. Some creatines will upset some people's stomach, or it may not agree with them. So this is where you have to experiment and find out what creatine works best for you, which one does not maybe upset your stomach, or give you or mess with your internal system in any way. And take it with any supplementation, by moderation. Definitely creatine. I mean, for me, I mean, I wouldn't really recommend it every day. I mean, you can take 5 grams a day, depending on your needs. If you want to try to put on some extra size, or if you're a power lifter, for good example, if you want to, because you need calories, and you need the water in your body to move this weight around. Even someone who's an Olympic lifter, definitely recommendation there. And like I said, even with calisthenics, I would recommend it as well. But creatine and calisthenics and weightlifting, a definite recommendation, as I said before. Not everybody, as I would go into again, doesn't have the resources to get the foods if they decide to do it in a food way. But not everybody eats that many times a day too. You know, some people eat once a day, some people eat twice a day, you know. And like I said, it's not easy to get the nutritional value in the diets that people eat. So a lot of experts, gurus out there, be open-minded, please. You know, there's a lot of experts out there, like I said, is just closed-minded and just think that their way of thinking when it comes to training and diet and how you should be doing things is just the only way possible in the world, you know, in fitness as a whole. You know, I want to, you know, thank everyone from around the world that's listening in right now and tuning in each time I make a podcast, man. Just definitely seeing where you guys are from, and definitely would like to, you know, hear your thoughts on this episode, especially with the, you know, the creatine and calisthenics and creatine and weightlifting, like just lifting weights in general, you know. Just definitely like to hear your thoughts on that. If anybody has thoughts and they'd like to share. But that's all I got for right now. Just definitely a topic I wanted to touch on, because when I heard that, I was like, I definitely would like to talk about that topic and, you know, get people's opinion on it. So, that, you know, I'm back and definitely more to come. I'm pretty sure I got a few more topics to talk about, and I definitely will be on here to share my thoughts on those topics. And everyone, take care wherever you are around the world, and thank you again for tuning in. Take care. Peace.